Good afternoon. It's the 21st of February, and Derek Tidmarsh and I are sitting here with Bob Webb, who is another ex-Fieldings employee, and we're going to talk to him about his time at Fieldings. So when did you actually start then, Bob? When did you start at Fieldings?
I started when I was 15.
Oh, right. Earlier than 16, obviously.
Yeah, about a year. Look, I finished school in May, and I started when I was 15. I was 15 then, and I started in the September.
Right.
And
were you another chap who started as an office boy?
I was an office boy.
Ah, because there's a few people did that.
Yeah. And that job was usually given to people whose parents worked there.
Oh, right. And did your parents work there?
My mum worked in the canteen. And she also used to clean the director's offices.
So what was her name?
Lil Webb.
Yeah, I remember her. Yeah. Well, maybe I didn't know at the time, but I'd forgotten.
And of course, she used to speak to David Rose in stammers and all that. When it was time for me to get a job, she asked if there was any, so I got the job, really. No interviews or anything.
Got the
job as an office boy.
Yeah.
Then that went on till I was obviously 16 and then started my apprenticeship.
Yeah. So where were you living at the time then?
Treadworth.
Right. So you hadn't got too far to travel then?
No.
No.
On the bike every day.
Yes.
Home to lunch every day.
Very useful. So at 16, you obviously started in the apprentice school then, did you?
Yep, with Bert.
Bert Raven. Mm-hmm. What year was that then? 55?
Something like that.
Yeah. So you were working in Hydraulic 2 when I started in there as an apprentice. So you'd been there probably eight years by then, I should think.
No, I hadn't gone anywhere else. No, I did my 5 years apprenticeship.
Yeah.
And that's where I ended up in.
So did you go round the works?
Everywhere, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What, electrical, fabrication and all
the tool room. Did you? Yeah. Light machine shop. Not the heavy machine shop. They didn't send apprentices to the heavy machine shop.
No.
Light machine shop first, then the welding shop, pipe fitting shop, electrical shop, tool room and experimental.
Oh, right. So you went in there with, what was his name, Bert, in experimental?
Oh.
Bert, anyway, yeah.
The smoker.
Yes.
Chain-smoked.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
He chain-smoked completely. Very clever man. But
Bert Ealy or something.
Bert Ealy, that's right.
Bert Ealy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met in Hydraulic 2, because you were working there. But I don't think I was ever your apprentice.
No?
I don't. Do you remember? I don't. I worked with Pete Wood, Keith Williams, Johnny Mabbott, but I don't think you and I ever. No. I don't think you ever controlled me, if you like.
How old were you then? How old was I then?
Robert? Well, I 60. I started in there. Must have been 1965. I must have been in Hydraulic 2.
So I'd been there 8 years.
You'd been there quite a few years.
I was travelling a lot then, though.
Yeah.
I was more of an outside fitter then, really.
Were you on stone plants a lot?
Yeah,
I thought you were.
Yeah, stone plants and later on all the extrusion presses and all.
But, oh, were you? Right. Yeah. So, but that wasn't anything to do with Hydraulic 1 then? Or there was extrusion presses that were built in Hydraulic 2, were they?
No. But the small presses, I mean, we built the stone plants in the baling machines. The baling machines about gone out then, really.
Yeah.
But we also built some experimental things for the atomic energy people.
Oh, right.
I worked in Harwell.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.